Constable and Toop by Gareth P. Jones. Read by David Thorpe. Prologue. The Birth of a Ghost. In her last few moments of life, as the blood gushed from the knife wound in her neck, Emily Wilkins found her thoughts drifting to her mother's death. Mrs. Wilkins had lain on her deathbed for weeks without uttering a word, until finally, one day, she sat up, fixed her eyes upon Emily and spoke.
"You're a good girl, ain't you, Em?"
"I try to be, ma'am," she replied.
"You deserve more than I've ever been able to get for you."
"I've never wanted for anything," said Emily.
Her mother shook her head.
"You never had no schooling, but you're a bright girl. I only wish I had done better by you."
"I just want you to get well," Emily pleaded.
"There's no chance of that now, my love," said her mother. "I can hear them knocking for me."
"Who?"
Emily looked up.
"There's no one knocking."
Mrs. Wilkins smiled weakly.
"Soon I'll have no choice but to answer. But promise me this, Em. You need to make the most of this life, because who knows what lies on the other side of that door?"
"What door, ma'am?"
Her mother pointed at the blank wall beside her bed. Her smile was so full of sadness and regret that it drew yet more tears from Emily's eyes. She wiped her face with the cloth she was using to mop her mother's forehead. Her mother coughed, a dry, throaty cough that sent a splatter of bloody phlegm into the palm of her hand before she fell back and died, leaving Emily alone and orphaned. At the time, Emily had...